The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, and we commence at verse 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. When the horses of Pharaoh, with his chariots and his chariot drivers, went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry land. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out with her, with tambourines and with dancing. And we turn to the New Testament, to Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. And commencing at verse 26, the lead up to the crucifixion of Jesus. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?
Thank you, Julian. We join in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word, and we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth, may what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit, and may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, Amen. Miriam and the other women. They had presumably been looking after the children, organizing the packing ready for the great escape from Egypt. Imagine them making sure that everything was ready while their menfolk preened themselves and made faces at all the pursuing Egyptians. Come on, Mordecai, stop messing about and help get this cart ready. You look a right wally playing at soldiers while I'm busy packing up the tent. Always, it seems, women caring, fetching, working, cooking, sewing, mending, packing, organizing, and suffering. Some of the stories told by Rohingya women coming out of Myanmar make your hair stand on end. Rape, children and husbands tortured and killed in front of them. This last week, as Ratko Mladic was convicted and sentenced for war crimes, we heard again some of the similar suffering of the women of Sarajevo and other towns in Bosnia. Thousands of husbands and sons taken away and shot. and now today, as still in so many different places, women struggle to be heard, to be taken seriously. We hear the appalling tales of exploitation and abuse and harassment of women, not exclusively, but mostly, by powerful, arrogant, self-serving men. Men who wouldn't know how to shop for a family, how to organise a home, how to look after themselves properly if their lives depended on it. At which point you will quite rightly say to me, hang on a moment, you're being a bit patronising, aren't you? Women, the weaker sex, at the mercy of men, dependent on men for everything. That is stereotypical. That's just women as nurturers and carers and bearers and sufferers. And there is so much gender fluidity stuff around nowadays. That, by the way, will be the subject for this week's Faith Matters Forum on Wednesday. But that view of women often does come over, and certainly in Scripture, but occasionally we get a glimpse of something else. Miriam is called a prophet, along with her brother Aaron. And they both of them get into trouble a bit later on for challenging Moses, who seems to have a different status altogether, above and beyond a prophet, you might say. But that both Aaron and Miriam get told off for their jealousy is, I think, quite enlightened. And only, in the story, only Miriam gets punished, sent outside the camp. And if we are talking true equality, then perhaps that is okay. But so often we are not talking about true equality. So often, in many places, women have borne and still bear much of the world's pain. They still do much of the world's work, and Rohingya, Sarajevo again, they still endure much of its suffering. The words of Jesus going to his cross, as he speaks to the daughters of Jerusalem, "Don't weep for me, weep for yourselves and your children." In a poem, "Those women crying in public like they were employed to make tears. A Middle Eastern trait no one should encourage. Wait until you're home. Doors closed in all the town. Of course you will cry then. So much lost when that young man passed by, like a death for the world, if we did but know it. The old world going. From now on, it is all politics, and anyone with money calls the tune. Maybe it will end soon. Meanwhile, please don't cry in streets. It won't help him any, and your children see. They are already planning their revolt against her, the mother figure at their backs always, that universal woman letting herself down for setting store by the lives of sons. Too much store. The guns won't stop for tears after all these years. Making their way through cities far away from you, they'll see other women cry when it's their turn to die." Is this what Jesus meant? Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me. My way comes slowly out of your wounds, a way made of blood and bone, rich and good My salvation's an umbilical cord leading from you to a hard word. It's pierced by soldiers' nails while a world boils round me at my feet, my head. My sweat dropping like the blood it is, soon will be food each week for the child and his mother filled with tears. And the flesh torn in every age is ash or bread, blood spilt, oil or wine, no matter, it's all mine. Weep for your children, daughters of Jerusalem. Whoever slaughters them may not be saved then, but weep still. For if men do this in the green wood, it will mean, years on in other towns where mother love calls for lost sons amongst so many lost ones, they will do worse than my death when the wood is dry. The suffering of the world. Miriam, the prophet who endured the suffering of her people in Egypt, earned the right, alongside her brother Aaron, to speak. Someone said about a preacher years ago, it was okay what he had to say, but there was no pain. No one who purports to speak a word from God dare do so unless they know something about pain, suffering, loss, disappointment, anguish, addiction. Paul's cry is the preacher's cry. Actually, it is the Christian's cry, because we are all of us, every one in our lives, called to speak of God. Paul's cry in Romans, wretched human that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? A bit like the cry of Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? Miriam the prophet, caring, fetching, cooking, sewing, mending, packing, organizing, suffering, and singing. Whenever the story of Israel's escape from Egypt is remembered and retold, Miriam's song will be remembered. Not so much Moses and the Israelites' song, the longer mansplaining version, you might say, that we just heard a little bit of this morning. There are verses and more about it if you want to read for yourself, full of gory detail about the pharaohs and the chariots falling into the sea, about the glory of the Red Sea parting, about going on about, banging on about, how the nations will fall in fear and trembling at the sight of Israel. No, they won't. Reminds me a little bit of Donald Trump on Twitter, banging on about how great America will be again, how great he is. All that stuff's not remembered so much. But Miriam's song is remembered. Her short, simple song of triumph and relief, with all the problems of the lyrics. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. Miriam's song. A glimpse of an emerging gospel truth. Despite all the suffering, all the struggling, all the sighing of every woman, every man, everywhere, singing. Freedom. A new world, new possibilities. There's a hard road still ahead, a hard road of faith. It leads through the desert, but still, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. So So imagine, if you will, Miriam and all those women and men trembling in fear between the devil of Pharaoh and his chariots and the deep blue sea, sorry, deep red sea. How it was, how it always is, how it will be for us. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord's my shepherd.